Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're joining us on the 18th of April 2006. I'm coming through a little bit too loud on the mic. That's much better. Got a Tech Tuesday, I guess, today. Absolutely nothing prepared on my side. Just been too busy with the whole real life son of a bitch thing. So hopefully somebody else might have something. If not, then we'll just revert back to standard planning, which is absolutely nothing. How's it going there, buddy?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Not bad.
Good.
So we got, I guess we should really do an official release or official kind of something. I've lost the word of Darken Ages membership with Hacker Voice. He is now an official member of the clan, the group, or whatever you want to call it. Purely down to the fact that he's a top guy. He gets what we're kind of about. He understands the way we work, and there is going to be some sudden shake-up to the way Hacker Voice is going to work. We'll still be around, but certain things will change. Very important things, I might add. I'm not going to say anything because it's down to the people that are really creating this change to actually say, well, let's do it now and let's announce it whenever. So basically, just want to welcome Darken Ages as a respected member of Hacker Voice, and I hope it brings him much love and joy, and hopefully maybe even some girls. However, that is not guaranteed.
Good stuff. I see he's there on the THV People site now. The section of the site, rather.
Yes, that's right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Official. Glad to have you aboard, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay, mate. Just doing my impression.
He's not here right now.
No. He's eating currently. He's eating his celebratory cake of Hacker Voice Radio. Hello there, Darken Ages.
Hello, hello.
Guess who we were just talking about?
Oh, right. Well, I've just finished eating my tea. Yeah, another late one at the
factory.
Salt mine. Yeah,
at the nuclear plant.
That's right. At the Mr. Burns salt mines or something.
Yeah,
really bad.
I was just announcing, just welcoming you into Hacker Voice by announcing that you are currently now a official member of the group, as to say, and want to say, hey, you know.
Indeedy, very happy to be on board.
Excellent.
Welcome.
It's a very, very good thing.
It's prestigious.
It is. It's one of those events that marks off a chapter in your life, really.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's something to really, you know, tell the grandchildren about.
Well, for years to come, people will look upon this day and say, "That's when Darken Ages joined."
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Definitely. Yes, and it appears that the whole Birmingham trip is going full plan. I've also added a tiny little segment onto the meeting section, which hasn't been like changed since December 2nd, 2004. No, 2005. I thought, well, it's appropriate to change that now because. Flues. What the hell is flues? Oh, I completely misspelled that. Never mind. The dates are as flues. Are as follows. 5th of May is the London 2600. 6th of May is the Birmingham Hacker Voice Meetup and the Brum 2600. And the 7th of May is the trip back to London. And obviously, 5th of May 2006 is the London meeting, obviously at the same place, London Trocadero, 1630. 1830, and that's basically it. If you are interested and you are London based and can get to anywhere in London on that day, please contact Hyper for seat bookings. We will announce a meeting place very shortly. When I say we, I mean Hyper. And that will be finalized. Obviously, we've still got some time to go. However, time is also running out. So we want to get this stuff finalized. He's done a great job. Very, very, very proud of the work, and I think it's going to be a big hit. Hopefully, we'll, you know, whatever happens, we're going to have a fucking laugh.
I'm sure it'll be a great day out. Yeah. A great couple of days out. I'm certainly going to try to get there myself. Bearing that I can get my funds together and what have you after. After the latest escapades with Chaz and I'm sort of looking forward to it. Yeah, so get up there.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, it'll be good to meet you. I can finally. Well, if you can't, then I'll see if I can send that bloody hoodie off to you. Been just like putting it on the back burner too long. Starting
oh,
to
yeah,
singe.
That would have
completely fucking thing. Forgot about that. Hey. It's like I've got to send that off to you by Jetmail or something like that. But so another just kind of slight addition to Hacker Voice News. A little bit of change.
Getting a lot of breaky on the reception there, dude.
Breaky. Breaker.
You're back again.
Am I back again? Excellent.
Yeah, perfect. You was doing the Max Headroom bit there.
Yes, just to let people know, there's been certain changes to the forums I requested by Hyper. There has been two additions to the Hackers forum. Obviously, hacking is such a generalized term that it really needs to be broken down. I had feelings that people needed some sort of specific subsections for different genres of hacking, such as social engineering, urban exploration, and tutorials. These are the hot topics of this month that have been going around, such as very, very kind of recently tutorials done by Pyro Man, and obviously the kind of urban exploration interests and social engineering interests that have been buzzing around the forums. I thought it would be quite a good idea to stick those up into separate subforums, so that it's just nicer and easier to search for, so you don't have to go through all this, you know, all this random stuff that you're not really looking for. You can just go target it. Right, if I'm looking for something that's relating to urban exploration, I'm going to go into the Urban Explorations forum and hence post in the same one, so that you save me a lot of work. So yeah, that's basically it. Anyone heard that? Hello?
Yeah, you broke up a bit about halfway through that. But I got most of it.
Cool.
I just want to say that,
yeah.
Back again? Still with us?
Yeah.
I'm back again.
Cool. Just want to say, Pyro Man has been doing some excellent tutorials on the forums here. And I really support putting the tutorials in the separate section, because he's doing some sterling work there.
Yeah.
I really need to post and just say, nice one, brother. Yeah. Because I've read his work and it really is good. I love it.
Yeah. I have heard some rather disconcerting comments from Pyro Man. He's told me that certain people, he hasn't told me who, but he's told me that certain people have not been so appreciative of his tutorials, calling them, I don't know, skiddy-like or something like that. I wasn't aware of this. I wasn't there at the time when this happened. But I have to say, I've written up a little rule section just to kind of clear up the whole mess. And really, it's got nothing to do with being, you know, a skiddy or anything like that. It's purely down to the fact that these things need to be documented, and if you're going to use them for malicious intent, then that's really down to you being an idiot. I believe that everybody has their own right, and speech and, you know, work that he's done is fantastic and sterling work, purely down to the fact that he is making a contribution to a forum. And I'm sure that, you know, it's a tiny blip in the cosmos of the internet, and there's you know, thousands of hundreds of other same and related tutorials out there that have a slightly different edge or flavor to them. You know, we take Iron Geek's work, who does everything through a visual form, which is fucking excellent if you really want to get shit done. And I believe that I'm a great fan of getting shit done, and I really like people that think the same way, and if a tutorial will help you, then the tutorial will help you. So you know, good stuff.
Yeah, I have to say that I totally agree with what you're saying there. Certainly none of what he's posted is seems like skiddy stuff to me.
No.
I wouldn't say it falls in the realm of you know, super uber elite stuff.
Yeah.
However, it's the fundamentals, you know, the sort of stuff that everyone should be aware of.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I did post one reply to his SQL injections tutorial, which was in no way deriding the tutorial in any way, but it was just a caveat, really, for perhaps those that might be, you know, skiddies. It's kind of, I was a bit worried about you know, some of the activity that we've had in the past, where people have been talking about doing, you know, certain things. A caveat saying that, you know, SQL injection can be, you know, devastating.
Yeah.
To a badly configured website, and that, you know, if you want to be playing with these sorts of techniques, then really you've got to be using it on your home setup.
Sure. Yeah, you really don't want to. I mean, I'm not targeting this specifically at Pyro. I'm not targeting it specifically at anybody who has ever contributed to any forum regarding anything that may be controversial or damaging to anything like that. Basically, there's knowledge out there that can do a lot of harm to other people.
Absolutely.
It's the onus is on the person that's reading it to actually take heed and actually say, right, this is great, because now I know that shit can happen like this, and now I know how to do it. I might possibly find out or investigate how to fix it. I don't think it's actually encouraging script giddiness, because script giddiness will happen anyhow. You know?
Oh, yeah, I fully agree.
It doesn't matter what it is, people want to take shortcuts. And there's, you know, I don't see any reason why. I was really shocked when he told me that there was drama about this. It's just fucking ridiculous. And honestly, it's just a fucking tutorial, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, Boss Deeps are the fella. He's sharing what he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, as I say, I wasn't in any way taking anything away from his SQL injection tutorial, but really it was a case of, I remember when I was, you know, first starting to learn about these sort of things, and I didn't know anything, and I would read the tutorial and, oh, I'm going to try that, and I'd be, you know, attacking people's guest books and stuff like that, and, you know, because young and stupid, and it's kind of, it was kind of just a note to sort of like, your, you know, I've made mistakes in the past, sort of thing. Don't do what I've done. You know, I never got caught or owned for it, but, you know, not knowing what I know now, I wouldn't be going out and and testing it on in the wild, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all about sharing of information. We're about freedom of speech, whatever it concerns. You know, we're not here to prevent stuff from happening. We're here to basically just let people know. You know, I take pride in us differing from other kind of hacking groups in the sense that we have quite a tight-knit community. And it can obviously concerns me if some people disagree with other things, and they're free to view their concerns, and they're most welcome to do this on any method, you know, one of which is, I don't know, I guess the show, which is global, but however targeted at the UK. And obviously this is just a very small factor. It could, you know, this could be anything to do with, you know, the introduction of ID cards or the, you know, whatever else. You know, every single viewpoint is very, very much respected, and I believe that it forms the basis of a true democracy. Again, if something had to be done, the people I respect most is that the people that actually get shit done. You know, if somebody needs something that they need to know something, they could spend, you know, 30, 40 minutes trying to Google it, but then somebody could post that article up in a forum and you can quickly reference it. I guess you can always say, well, why don't you do the work yourself? You know, if the whole world was like that, then fucking nobody would be doing anything, because everybody will be trying to rely on someone else or trying to, you know, do their own thing, and the whole thing will work. You've got to have some sort of leeway. So I guess when you're really trying to teach somebody. You know, you can't really teach somebody how to hack necessarily, but you can teach them how to do something that's related to you know, computer security.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite a big advocate of certainly when people are first finding the feat is giving them ways to get a quick reward. Because that way they are less inclined to become, discouraged with the whole thing. And because it's certainly one of those fields where when you're new, you can become discouraged because you try this and you try that and nothing ever seems to work.
Yeah.
But with guys like this, you've at least got a chance of. Getting a quick reward and just that little boost to say, you know. So yeah, no, like I say, good on the fella.
Yeah,
and you can't knock him because, well, at the end of the day, it's easy to, you know, to have a pop at someone for doing stuff.
Sure,
it's a safe position, isn't it?
Yeah,
because if you know, it's like, I would have done it that way.
Mm.
Oh, I did see you doing it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, precisely, yeah. I don't think I can add on to more what you've just said there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I think this goes for many kind of other radio shows is that, oh, you know, you're crap, you did this and that wrong, or I think Bin Rev and Stank Dog had it the fucking worst, you know, and it made the guy want to leave, and it's really how you kind of deal with that. And I think Pyro's dealt with it the best you can, and I don't know exactly what was going on. As I said, I wasn't aware of this and didn't really take the time to check the logs, and didn't really precisely concern me because nobody directly raised the flag with me. Obviously, I checked through every single post as I can, and I didn't see anything that would endanger Hacker Voice as a community that had to be removed or edited or you know, moderated in any sense. I thought, well, all this stuff is you know, it's not like a fucking zero-day tutorial, like, haha, I found a zero-day, you know, do this and that, and you will get root admin access, whatever. It was something that you could just simply research yourself. Anyway, it was widely available knowledge, and most of these things are anyway on the internet and any other kind of hacking forum. It's pretty much just widely available knowledge, which doesn't create too much concern, and it's just a case of sifting through all that bullshit anyway.
But that it is widely available, just, yeah. Again, doesn't take anything away from it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, you know, it isn't like. It's going to damage us, as in anybody that posts something like that, and is, you know, if somebody said something like, I'm going to go out and, you know, break into a phone box and, you know, yeah, and reveal the firmware version of it, then I would have to moderate that, because they are incriminating themselves in the sense that they are actually saying, well, I'm going to go out and break into a phone box and do this and that, which is completely illegal and it's not what we want about. We're not at all interested in that. What we're interested in is the positive side of the proactive side of hacking, which is doing good stuff and making a community better and the world better by your knowledge, and doing this in an active sense is that possibly you may break a few certain laws along the line of doing it, but you do not intentionally try and commit a criminal offense. Yeah, that's basically, in my point of view, is basically that of what we try and do.
Yes. No. As I say, I can't disagree with anything you're saying there. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
So I wonder what kind of stuff we're going to get up to at the Birmingham trip. I guess we have to, have a post up saying interesting evil things we could do. Like poke grannies with sticks. This is see how many pints you can drink and then try and break into somebody's laptop.
Run off with somebody's laptop.
Yeah, run off with somebody's laptop. I can just see somebody trying to do that, really, I can.
The get drunk and steal challenge.
Yeah. The get drunk and create havoc amongst the LAN party challenge.
That's just going to happen anyway.
I think a social engineering challenge would be quite.
Yeah, yeah.
I've not fully thought it out yet, but you know, like a social engineering treasure hunt.
Yes. I guess you could have, like, you know,
a list of things that you have to acquire or pictures do. That you have to be able to get. Yeah,
yeah. I guess you could, if you could, you know, how many things? I'm just trying to kind of mount that into a kind of thing that we could possibly actually physically do there. Like, you know, you could go up and pretend to be. You could go into like a shop and pretend to be the health and safety officer, and then like confiscate loads of like alcohol or something like that, and I don't know, silly things like that. I guess it would be quite funny to do, and the person that confiscates the most Oreos wins, or something stupid like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of things like, you know, see if you can get a cup of tea in somebody's house.
You know, yeah, yeah.
see if you can get into the kitchen in a restaurant and take some pictures.
Yeah.
You know, see how it's like, you know, like I say, see how much free food you can get hold of.
Yeah.
You know?
See if you can touch Planet's arse.
If you really want to, it'll cost you 20p.
Sold.
Damn it. I wish I'd saved up.
I'm rather pricey, I
think. Yeah. I guess it would, you know, you can go into a strip bar or something like that.
I was planning on just doing that anyway. Get straight off the bus and run.
Yeah.
I'll meet you when we're shipping out again. You guys go check out some networks. I'm off down Spearmint Rhinos. I'll see you when I've spent all my money.
Sounds like a good plan.
Don't take long to spend all your money in a place like that, does
it? It takes about half hour on average.
Yeah.
Not that I'd know.
But the thing is, he's going as a stripper.
Yeah. I don't think I'd earn much money, mate, to be honest.
You'd probably get kicked off.
I'd end up in debt somehow.
Yeah.
You've got your own theme music, everything. Got your own pole.
He's got the Hacker Voice intro music.
Hey?
Said you've got that.
I'm breaking up a bit, man.
I said you've got the Hacker Voice intro music.
I'm not walk on stage.
And then some weird voice in the background goes, "Hello and welcome to Planet Lave's Strip Bar." He'll be performing it. Are you ready to receive some ping pong balls?
Whoa. Oh, God, no. Would you like a private dance?
He's a private dancer, a dancer for bandwidth. For alcohol.
I nearly did have to dance for bandwidth after our last crisis.
Yes. You didn't tell me about that.
Well,
who did you dance for?
I can't think of anything funny.
No.
So, I'm out.
I don't know. Someone.
Somebody famous. Lol. Holding up one of those cardboard signs in the street saying, "We'll dance for bandwidth."
Yeah. So, what has our good friend LucasAid found in the news for this good day? So there's something in the news about the 2-year honours degrees offered. Students in England can now do honours degrees in only 2 years under the new fast track plans to save my time and money. Compressed degrees is what they're called. They're being introduced at 5 universities to students. So students can begin work sooner with less debt. I guess if it doesn't make the degree any less, then, you know, I don't really fucking care, to be quite honest. It doesn't concern me one bit as long as I'm not getting taxed anymore for these fuckers to go out drinking every night.
If I was a student, I'm sure I'd have some very opinionated opinions about it. But I'm not, so I haven't. Like you say, keeps them in university for less time. I remember visiting a lot of my friends up and down the country at different universities they went to, and a lot of the time was spent drinking tea or beer.
Yeah.
That was it. Tea during the day, beer in the evenings. And I'd often stay with them for days at a time, and that's all they did. So I can't see how it's a bad thing. Like you say, if it's not hurting their education, if it's not hurting the amount of knowledge they're going to learn...
Get them out on the roads and work them.
Eh?
Get them out on the roads and work them, like, you know, digging tunnels and ditches and stuff like that. Oh, sorry, yeah. that's prisoners.
Lazy bastards. Put them in the army for a couple of years and send them down pit as well.
That'll fucking teach them.
Send them up the chimney. Yeah. Well, it's 5-year-olds, isn't it? So.
See, I think that's really what the UK is missing, you know, community service. No, not community service.
National service.
National service, yeah, yeah. I think that's a good thing. You know, 2 years in the army, you know, at your prime, you get a good education in the army, as in, you know...
Killing.
Not talking ever, respecting your hairdresser...
Making your bed.
And
standing up straight.
Yeah, exactly. You can stand up very fucking straight in the army. Marching, you know, that's a very valuable skill. Cleaning your gun. You never know when you need to clean gun. Yeah.
Shining boots.
Shining boots, exactly. You know, it's like very essential to life.
And getting shouted at.
Yeah. And getting bummed in the showers. That's a vital skill to learn, obviously, when you go to prison.
Is it?
After you've come out of the army.
I'm actually an advocate of some kind of enforced
bombing.
National service. Well, not bombing. No, not a big fan of that. No. The whole, like, having to wear nappies and stuff.
Yeah, I can see a good benefit for it. You know, the whole thing after that, I said that it was just a joke. But
yeah.
I do think that if there was such a thing as national service, it would be quite cool because you'd be able to put these kids to work and also teach them how to respect authority and you know, if you look like that, if you look at like what is it, Lad's Army and stuff like that. All those fucking hooligans, they get taught a good lesson in not to nick things and be right cunts. And I guess,
I mean, it's not just about learning respect for authority, and I my thinking is not just about putting kids in the army. It's learning about self-respect.
Yeah.
Learning to look after yourself. A large problem nowadays is that kids don't seem to have self-respect. And I tend to think that if you don't respect yourself, then, for one, you can't respect other people.
Yeah.
Plus, if you don't respect yourself, you can't expect others to respect you.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have self-confidence, then, you know.
That's right. Yeah. And
sorry, Pyro is just saying, put the chavs to work.
Yeah, flog the chavs. Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of... it is a bit of a hobby horse of mine, but it's, you know, how everyone knows their rights so well and people rely on their rights and don't understand that, you know, rights and responsibilities go hand in hand.
Yeah.
My idea is that it's kind of a bit Starship Troopers, but, you know, if you want your civil rights, then you earn them first. By serving your community.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you leave school, and you have a time when you clean the streets in your community. You know, then you work on a hospital ward. You know, not as a doctor, but orderly work.
Just chopping shit up.
Just chopping people up left, right, and centre. Come here, I'll fix that. Come here. you know, perhaps special police force work, special constable or voluntary fire, voluntary fire service work.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know that if you left school and you spent 6 months cleaning the street around where you live, and then you finish your time and you've earned your rights, your civic rights to the ability to vote and the ability to have a say.
Yeah.
And then one day you're seeing some chav like throwing his McDonald's out the car window. You're not going to be so happy about it. You're going to like own him for it, aren't you? Whereas, as it is now, it's someone else's job to clean up all the time. You know, it's always someone else can do that. I mean, I've actually heard the argument that, you know, people are throwing shit on the floor, and it's like, well, keeping somebody in a job doing this. It's like, well, yeah, maybe it's a job that he doesn't want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I envision so many different kind of ways, you know, countries can be run, and I guess this current one is not really an ideal one. You know, I grew up in a completely different society. I grew up in a socialist country where you had to do mandatory national service, and you also there were exceptions, as in, obviously, if you were unfit and unhealthy, and obviously if you're in any form physically disabled or a student, which is quite funny, and if you were still in university and still studying, you didn't have to do it because it would coincide with it. But straight after, you had to do it. But if you were in any form or any shape, like unfit to serve society, as in the sense that you were unable to make money, the state would provide everything for your needs. And it's really, you know, how much you push of your own weight, that's how much you get back. And I think that kind of society is much better, because you'll see, you'll see the working class not get very, very rich immediately, but not have, you won't have so much of the crime, so much of the abuse of the state. And I guess, you know, it all has its faults, but I think the main thing is that you've got to make the most of what you have. And really, it is a key point. And I was really thinking about this today, is that, you know, with your rights, with the rights to freedom of speech, with the rights to expression, with the rights to do various things, come very big responsibilities. And it is your responsibility to look after, you know, mankind, and it's your responsibility to look after your neighbor and your brother, and sister, sort of thing. So that's the way I kind of see it.
I agree, and I would say that the big problem with everything coming easily, as it does, I believe that things come far too easily to people nowadays, is that nothing has any intrinsic value for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, everything can be thrown away or got without any effort or time involved.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you. Going back to what you were saying earlier, if there was a mandatory kind of local community service that everyone had to go through, and as you were saying, if that's in 6 months picking up rubbish, let's say, I bet for the rest of your days you are never throwing anything on the street.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know what a bastard it is for some poor son to have to go and pick it up.
Oh, yeah. And you're also not going to tolerate other people doing it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
So 6 months out of your life, make sure that for the rest of your days, you're never going to be doing that.
Yeah.
And also, as you were saying, being a community police officer and things like that, you will see things which I have on good authority. I've got a friend who actually does a much braver person than me, who does go around and helps out the local police force in their community, and they've seen a lot of things you really don't want to see.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
And it is voluntary work. That is the real heroic thing of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But you do get a nice shiny uniform and a hat.
Well, that's always nice, yeah.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I fully support those kind of things.
I think at an early age, such as kind of the school leaving age or the after university age, you are still quite influential. So doing such an important task, such as any one of those things, and also, as you were saying, the fire service or any of the, let's say, ambulance service as well, any public kind of service like that, it will set you up for life with a lot of respect for what's going on around you, I think. Mm.
It gives you a sense of ownership of your community.
And I think just a probably quite controversial example is if you remember the Hitler Youth.
Weren't they a band in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. They were a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah, well, if you remember the Hitler Youth, that's precisely what they did with their kids, is that they gave them... They gave them a lot of inspiration, a lot of kind of authority, as it were. Well, fake authority, like, you know, you have, like, with the thingamajigs, the bloody hell, what they're called, the scouts. So they were responsible for keeping their community safe, for making sure that the neighbourhood is tidy, and ultimately, you know, getting rid of the Jews. But that was quite a side effect of what they were doing. But however, if you take away the evil, you know, the evil psychotic genocide part of the whole thing, they actually do have a very good template for inspiring young children to be motivated in a positive sense, and most of these kids grew up to be very very kind of good, very confident
Nazis
human beings, and ultimately some of them did become to be Nazis. But I mean, I did say at the beginning this was going to be a controversial example, but still, nevertheless, if you take away the aspect of what was basically done and done by the Nazis, the Hitler Youth was actually a very good way of motivating children. Was then a positive sense. Obviously, I'm not condoning anything that Nazi Germany did, but you take that platform and you'll see that the Scouts is exactly the same. Any sort of cadet structure is precisely exactly the same, and you know they didn't, let's say, you know, steal from one and each other, but this is all kind of derived from it. And I think children that are inspired to achieve is a good thing for society, and whereby you have no direction or any kind of viewpoint that these children have, like you have in these estates where the only kind of form of entertainment that they get is from smashing into cars and setting them on fire. You're not going to get a lot of positive out of children. Now, I'm not saying, you know, bring back the Hitler Youth. I'm just saying what you want is you want to create some sort of authoritarian structure on these children and give them some guidance and some drive for adventure and some drive for experience. You know, send them down to an assault course for the day and make them fucking run, and you'll see that at the end of the day they're going to have a lot more respect for themselves and for their generation, for their peers, because you build teamwork, you build, you know, confidence, and you build stamina, I guess you know, that's basically what I'm trying to say, is that I think something like that needs to be embedded in the society right now.
Oh, yeah. And ultimately, you get to learn stuff about yourself that you wouldn't otherwise learn.
Yeah.
You learn abilities that you would never otherwise realise that you have. You know, it's just a great sense of achievement at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, like when you look down the street and it's clean, and I did that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, when you've built the house with your bare hands.
Well, hopefully you use some sort of, like, tools, otherwise it will fall down.
Well, yeah, I need some tools.
Yeah. I sculpted the brickwork with my bare hands. It's a bit shit, but I did it with my hands.
And teeth.
And teeth, yeah. That's why I have no teeth now. So anyway, we've got plenty more news to go on about.
Just one other thing. Yeah. I know we go on a lot about this on this radio show.
Yeah.
About making changes, making your voice heard, getting your opinion out there.
Yeah.
And the first step to doing that is in your local community. Just going back to what we were saying earlier, volunteering for things, no matter what they are. Don't care, no matter what it is. Take care of your own kind of area first.
Mm.
And then, if every single person is doing that, we can make this a better country, we can make this a better world. We can make this a better solar system or galaxy. If every single person is trying to contribute to their community, then things are going to get better. If it's just picking up litter, if it's just looking out for other people, if it's volunteering for the special police constables or things like that, anything that you think you can do or that you have time to do it in your local community. And if more of that takes on, it will be a better society.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, just throwing that in there.
You bang on, right? I promise you, it doesn't take a lot. Individually, it doesn't take a lot to make a lot of changes. I can promise you that based on an experience. I mean, I'm not going to go into any of the things that I've done, because it sounds like, sort of a... It's self-aggrandization, which I don't. But you have to do a few little things. Every town's got a YMCA, for example, and they're always crying out for volunteers. You might only be helping tidy up, put tables out, serve coffee. Put up posters,
or be a native Indian, or
you can hang out with all the boys.
YMCA.
I do think they should change the name after that song came out, because it's now got a very village people mental kind of reference.
I'm sorry, Dark Nature, but you bring up YMCA in the show. You've got to expect something to come from one of us two.
Yeah, I should have seen it coming, really.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on before we piss all over what you're saying.
Yeah,
carry on, sorry.
No, that's basically what I'm saying. That's an easy starting point.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, charities around your local area, youth centres, YMCAs, anything like that, really. Go out there, seek. Come on, guys. You're all fucking... Whoever's listening to the show in the UK, you're probably all very technically minded.
Mm.
Do you know how many people would appreciate you sitting down with them, explaining to them how a computer works? I've done this before.
Especially, like, the elderly.
Exactly. And
people who have kind of a barrier to the entry of the world of the internet, things like that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, blow air or blow my own trumpet, but, I've done this before, and I've worked in a charity before whereby I was helping, educate, like over 70s with computers, and you tend to learn so much just by rehashing your own skills, you get to meet fantastic people that you've never met before, and tend to go on talking for hours about their lives, and you get to learn so much, and you think, I'm not getting paid, but it's such a rewarding process, is that you learn that money isn't actually everything. And I did this at a time when I was only about 17, 18 or something like that, and at that time I yeah, fuck, I needed some money, but you'll find that voluntary work, you do get things subsidized, like your travel will get paid for you and all that kind of stuff, so it's not too bad. But even then, you find that it's so rewarding just by actually being able to do this and saying it, shit, I did it for free, you know, I spent, you know, 3 or 4 hours every week doing this, and yeah, fuck, you know, you can't say, you know, you did something like that for free, so at least you get one up on somebody else sometimes, you know, it's good.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of kudos in doing stuff like this.
Precisely, yeah. So, what do we have in the news? Something about Duke Nukem always tends to bring up loads of eyebrows when that comes into tech news, especially Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem Never Ever.
Yeah, Duke Nukem Forever to be made. Anything that's going to take in your fancy, guys?
Well, obviously, the Duke Nukem story. Just as you were saying there, Duke Nukem Forever, and it taking forever to develop.
Yeah.
There's a story on, let's see where it is, the BBC, I think, where they've had people playing computer games to see how their brains react.
That's always dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially if you're playing Duke Nukem, come on.
Mm. Well, one of the strange things is Duke Nukem, obviously, it came out years ago, yeah. And then they announced the, I think, the fourth in the series, Duke Nukem Forever, which is taken since 1990-something, and it still shows no sign of being developed. So you see a name like Duke Nukem, and you think, whoa, Christ, have they finally done this new one? No, they haven't. They haven't even... God only knows where they are in the development of that. So I don't know why they picked Duke Nukem as a test computer game to test how people's brains react to memory and things like that. Because Duke Nukem, the last product they did, Duke Nukem 3D, came out a long time ago. Yeah. Why would they be using such an antiquated product?
It's
like using fucking Pac-Man or something like that. Shouldn't they be using Quake 4 or Doom, whatever it's up to these days, Doom 3 or 4, I don't know.
I don't know why. Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know what the volunteers were like. If they were gamers, then they've obviously played Duke Nukem before, but maybe they've never played the game before. It might have a slight effect on someone who's never played something like that before.
Because this is... a study about how people react with sleep deprivation. Maybe they've had them playing Duke Nukem 3D since the early 90s. now. Just pumped full of drugs and seeing if they can still play the game for 10 years.
But man, I clocked Duke Nukem in under like 2 hours.
Well, these guys, they've been doing that 2 hours over and over and over and over for 10 years.
They must be, like, super fucking elite now, man.
And they can't remember what the fuck's going on.
no shit.
It's a pretty strange story. Basically, if you get a good night's sleep, you seem to remember things better.
Yeah.
And they're comparing this with when you move to a new town and you don't know where things are. To me, it seemed quite obvious
that
kind of once you sleep, it's like things in your head are.
Yeah.
It's like things in your head are kind of indexed and catalogued and put away, and you know where they are. But if you don't sleep, then it's all kind of random, and it's like RAM and ROM, kind of. You know, if you keep it in your random access memory and then you turn it off, it's lost. If you burn it to ROM, then it's there forever. Strange story. Very interesting, though. It is on BBC News, Science, Nature, or you can go to the Hacker Voice forums, obviously, and check out the news thread with today's story on. I found it interesting. Don't really have much to say about it, apart from why the hell are they using Duke Nukem?
Yeah, just...
They're just stuck in my head like a splinter. So.
Well, okay, Duke Nukem had strippers.
Yeah.
Had pig dogs Pig dogs. Had pig dogs. Yeah. Fucking pig dog police officers. You had those weird squiddies, and quite poor graphics. But why the fuck would you use an antiquated game like Duke Nukem 3? I don't know. I'd send them an email. I guess. Send them an email.
If anyone knows, tell us.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
Maybe they couldn't find any copies of the original Castle Wolfenstein or something.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, Doom for you know, Doom isn't too far off Duke Nukem.
Same era. Relatively speaking, you know.
Relatively speaking, the same, similar kind of game.
Oh yeah.
Similar graphics engine.
I loved Duke Nukem when it was new.
Oh yeah, fucking.
I mean, I can totally remember the effect it had on my mum's brain when I showed it her. Her brain nearly fucking exploded. She couldn't come with us.
It was fucking. I remember playing Duke Nukem while using my fax modem built into my computer to play over, like, essentially using it so that me and a friend could play at the same time. And talk to each other, and I remember, like, the graphics card, the sound card would crash all the time, and it would go like fucking all the time. It would just, like, just the sound card would go fucking apeshit because it couldn't take the I don't know, the 3D direct sound that this thing was plastering out. And then, like, you look back, like, I don't know how many years on, it's like, oh god, I could, like, clock it in my sleep, man, in the fucking twinge of a whisker. That game is owned.
That sound card sounds like the same kind of technology we're using to bring you Hacker Voice Radio.
Yes. It is the same one from my old 133.
It is Skype Nukem, isn't it?
Yeah, just slightly dusted.
Classic quotes as well. Too. Above your head and shit down your neck.
There is actually a little cutscene of that as well. Where Duke Nukem, he went up against this boss alien thing, said, I'm gonna rip off your head and shit down your neck. And then once you defeat this big alien boss thing, I remember there being this little cutscene of him pulling his pants down, squatting, and bringing out a newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, right, that was
at the end where he's up on the football field, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is it at the end? Oh,
Yeah. That's the end of the game, which comes really quickly, actually. It's like, oh, you go
so
up there.
So do I. Crap joke.
Yeah.
I always thought that was the end of the first level. It's been so long.
Yeah, that's how fucking quick the game is. It's like, it's literally go up through the thing, and then you go down an alleyway, you go past the snooker tables, you go through the strip bar.
You look at the boobs for 4 days.
Yeah, then you go down a lift, a building explodes, you go around, you go through this, like, I don't know, restaurant bit, you go up, you break through the wall, you go into the submarine level, then you come out, then something happens, can't quite remember what it is, and then, like, you fucking finish the game. That was it.
Then have a poo.
Then you have a poo, yeah. I mean, you need one after all that.
Yeah. Strange story.
Yeah. So, UK tracking database delayed to boost capacity. The police has delayed the delayed crank, starting that. What? The police have delayed crank, starting their nation car. Oh, right, okay. Car tracking database, so they can keep more data about more people for longer periods of time. Meanwhile, bleeding edge top cuppers in West Yorkshire are working out how to arm bobbies on the beat with links to their local auto number plates recognition system. Pardon me, they want bobbies to have savvy intelligence that they can tell law-abiding citizens to rule breakers from their fingertips. Right, well, cops and tech-savvy intelligence don't really go well together in the same sentence.
Well, this is a story we reported on quite a while back, where they're bringing out a nationwide automatic number plate recognition system.
Yeah.
This story here says that it was meant to come out this March, which it sounds
didn't.
About right.
Yeah.
It didn't, and they're holding it back because they wanted 35 million registration plates per day to be logged on this system. They're now holding it back so they can bump that up to 50 million registration plates per day. That's what they say in this story. However, knowing IT systems being put in
by the government,
exactly,
they're probably way over budget and way nowhere near the deadline.
Yeah, is it that they're holding off to get even more people on this system, or is it that they took the lowest quote or something like that? And
I think
they something fucked up.
Yeah, they probably underestimated. Now that's why they need to expand the system, because they realised that that quote would be nowhere near the amount of capacity that they would actually need to use. That might be what the story is actually trying to tell you. And obviously,
it's always hard to tell with the register, because they do write it in quite an entertaining way.
Yeah.
So there is quite a slant on some of the facts, which is entertaining to read.
Yeah.
But you're never really sure where the actual nuggets there are and what they're referencing. Bloody good site. I read it all the time, but you're never really sure what's kind of conjecture and what's fact. But it's not there, because it's past March, and they're now saying that this ANPR camera network hasn't been put in place. They're trying to get it in place for the summer. And let's hope they fail.
Yes.
Let's hope they fuck it up, waste a load of money, get sent to
prison.
Yep. And abandon this god-awful project once and for all.
Hopefully.
Along with the ID card crap and all the other bloody idiotic schemes they're coming up with.
And on that note, I'm sorry to say, but we're going to have to finish the show off, because we've gone over 2 minutes of the show.
You're out of time.
So, let's close it off. If you've got any comments, suggestions, quotes, or indeed pictures, send us radio@hackervoice.co.uk is the place to do it. Visit our forums and such like. Thank you for listening to another show of of Hacker Voice Radio.
So there.
So, see you tomorrow, darlings.
Take care, my little friends.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Tatty bye.
Bye-bye.
I like it when they say fuck. We'll be right back.